back to a point from yesterday. We've seen that Rashi uses the description of chashivus when talking about why Yayin gets its brother. So just count down those Rashis. Rashi on Lamed Hem and Aleph, of course, says that when it comes to Yayin, Shemitov chashivus kavalo bracha l'atzma. That's number one. Number two, Rashi in the Hava Mina and Dibar Masko, Chamra Zayin says the Hachi Choshev L'Kvolo Brach La'Atzma Namid Heim Abayz. Rashi also Namid Heim Abayz Dibar Masko Soid said Choshev Tfei Mimazim. So this gives a lot of ammunition to the approach that Rav Nissen Kaplan had suggested, that Rashi is in a different world than the Ritva entirely. That Rashi holds that there is a new Mechayev of Chashivus for bracha. Three Rashis over here that are all emphasizing Chashivus. Again, the nafkamina of whether you emphasize the Shini Liluy or Chashivus would be what happens if you make a Bar Prietz. If you say it's a new bracha with Neatzos, then if you make a Bar Prietz, that doesn't work. But if you hold that it's something else, that it's an extension, it's a refinement, it's a Shini Liluyah, similar to way one could explain going up from Bar Priya Adama to Bar Priya Eitz, so then in such a case, Adama is Motzi Eitz, so too, Eitz could be Motzi, could satisfy the requirement of a Bar Priya Goffin as well. However, the problem that we had with that Mahalach was that there's, first of all, the Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't take that approach. Well, that's not so bad. It's not a kasha, because at the end of the day, Rabbeinu Yonah is a different Rishon. However, the bomb was Reb Mordechai Shiftman's Ha'ara, that Rashi and Nuna Mebeis and Dibra Maskel, Eim Varchon Labori Priya Goffin, there Rashi says, Beferish Hilkach Akati Lo Ishtanin Mel Yusa. So that led us to give a totally different Mahalach than Rashi, to say Rav Hirschler is right in his Ha'ara that according to the Ritva, if you make a Bari Priya Ha'etz and Makom Bari Priya Goffin, the halach is that you would be Yotze according to the Ritva. But we said that Rav Nissen Kaplan's Ha'ara to go so far to say that it becomes a newfangled bracha of chashivus, so maybe that's not necessarily so, because even Rashi over here says that when it comes to raw wines, in such a case, it's lo ishtanim mel yusa. So even Rashi holds that chashivus and ishtanim miluya are connected. So we assume that the pshat is that shinoi ma'alya and chashivus are interchangeable, the hainu. That according to Rashi, it could very well be that when he says chashivus, he means a shinui ma'alya. That's how we presented Rashi yesterday. So Rav Eli Rothstein suggested a third mahalach. It's not exactly what Rav Nissen Kaplan said, and I think it fits best in Rashi. In other words, we're wrong, and Rav Nissen Kaplan is wrong according to this pshat. Rav Eli's pshat, I think, for now. Sometimes the next day again we change our mind, but that's learning. Rav Eli's pshat is the I think the best pshat. Rav Eli said, "Be medayik in Rashi on Nun Amud Beis." Let's take a look at the end of the day. Also, our pshat is not so nice because Rashi says chashivas three different times, never says shinui ma'alya. So that leads Rav Nissen Kaplan to derive his conclusion. But the only thing is, we have this Rashi on Nun Amud Beis. Rav Eli said, I alluded to in Shir yesterday. I said, unless you're mechalik between the two, but I didn't think about the Nakuda that Rav Eli had emphasized, and then you could say what we had said even with Tosef as Beyer. Let's read over that Rashi. So there we're talking about that if you have wine that's not been diluted properly, we discussed in Halacha Shir, the Halacha is a little bit of diluting the wine, it's Ein Roi Lishtia Belo Mayim, Hilkach Akati Lo Ishtani Lemal Yusa. So then in such a case, it hasn't improved. Now Rav Eli pointed out something that I glossed over. The Rashi says, "V'lo zaz mi birchas arishona." It doesn't change from its first bracha. Varehu ka'anovin, and it's considered like grapes. Ubirchaso borei priya eitz. Now Rabosai, what's the halacha when it comes to fruit juice? What bracha do you make on fruit juice? So I'll throw something wild out at you. Rav Shechter makes a borei priya adama. Whoa. That's really, really interesting. We're going to get to that, Be'ezer Hashem. That's a collector's item. But I verified it with Rav David because I heard from Rav Shechter 3 or 4 years ago. I was so shocked either way. I thought maybe it was only on crushed fruits, but so Rav David also heard it that way. And I heard it from him. I just didn't remember exactly how far he extended a Bach. We'll get to that Bach. So, but normally, what do most people make?
Most people make a shahakal. Why? Because we're going to have a gemara later on. It says mei peros zeya ba'alma, that it's considered the sweat of the fruit. And hence, if it's zeya ba'alma, it's not considered the fruit itself, so it gets a shahakal. It seems, first glance, in the only two possibilities are either you give it a eitz or you give it a shahakal. But there is a fascinating sheet that holds that it's a dhamma. So Ravelli wants to say like this, whether it's a shakal or a dhamma, either way, he wants to say the following. Rashi is saying, the lozaz mi birchas harishona, the wine is not like a fruit juice that you get, the wine that's raw, that hasn't been diluted. It's not a fruit juice that it gets a shahakal or a dhamma. But rather, Rashi wants to tell us why it still gets a bar priya eitz. So he says like this. He says, Akati lo ishtani lemal yusa. It hasn't gone up. In other words, the wine itself is not improved to the point that it should receive a bore pri hagafen. But Rashi there is explaining why it doesn't go down to assume the status of meperos. Im kainim advarim. If that's so, Rashi over here has a particular agenda. That Rashi wants to explain why it gets a bore pri ha'etz. It doesn't go up, and it doesn't go down. It's lo ishtani mal yusa. This is a fascinating chiddush in this Rashi. Even though it's lost its suras hapri entirely, you still get a bar pri ha'etz. I don't know if we're going to... That's not Ravelli's problem. I'm totally confused now, because when we're going to do the sugya of suras hapri, this Rashi is going to be a problem. But that's not our issue right now. Rashi is saying that it loses, even though it loses its suras hapri entirely, its wine, it still gets a bar pri ha'etz. So he wants to say like this. Rashi holds the mechayiv of the bracha is chashivas. Three times Rashi says chashivas. Three different times Rashi says chashivas. Not like what Eli wanted to say, that maybe it's lav dafka. Shimim al yisan chashiv is lav dafka. No, Rashi's meduik. It says three times chashivas. So then why Rashi on Nuna Mebeis, why does Rashi say shimim al yisa? Why does Rashi say shimim, that's not shimim al yisa? Rashi is saying like this. Rashi is saying, for it to assume the new identity of bracha called chashivus, you need the step of shinui ma'al yisa. If you don't have that shinui ma'al yisa, so then it doesn't have the halacha chashivus. But at the end of the day, the mechayiv of the bracha is what Rashi says three times on the aflamid hei, is chashivus. But Rashi there is explaining why it retains its identity of a bar priyates. On the one hand, it's not zeya ba'alma. On the other hand, there isn't a shinui ma'alya that gives it the new identity of chashivas. Okay, so I think it's a beautiful way of reading Rashi. Really, Rashi holds the mechayiv is chashivas. Just to flesh out, what's the nafkamina according to this? The nafkamina is the nafkamina that Rav Hirschler had said. Do you say that when you make a bar priya eitz on wine, are you yotze? If you say there's a new mechayiv, once there's a shinui ma'aliyah, so the shinui ma'aliyah creates this new identity of chashivus, so then in such a case, it could very well be that you would not be able to be yotze. So what Ravelli is saying is none of the above, is none of the shitas that we had said yesterday in Rashi, but I think it's as of now the best mahalach in understanding Rashi. So that's point number one. Yes.
Wouldn't that be like the
Hara
of the Prima Gadim?
Yes, it fits nicely in the Prima Gadim Shita. Correct. Simcha is pointing out that the Prima Gadim might very well learn that way as well. That we were Mesupak what the Prima Gadim held yesterday. That could very well, this Mahal could also work well in the Prima Gadim. Now, ultimately, it's the Chashivas that once you have a Shinui Ma'aliyah, so then choose that. That's better. It's better than the way I learned it yesterday. Yes, Yaakov. Why doesn't Rashi tell us that Shini Malisa is important? Right. In other words, what Yaakov is saying, that at the end of the day, then we're holding on to Shini Malisa. Yeah, that if you're holding on to Shini Malisa, so then why should it be that that Rashi nowhere makes mention of that? So I think Rashi will say that the Gemara stands by itself. In other words, yeah, I hear what you're bothered by. I hear what Rav Ichrach is bothered by. I hear. I think it's still the best pshat in Rashi. I think it's the best pshat in Rashi. You're right. In other words, what your ha'ara is a fair point, that that Rashi is only bringing up Ishtani Malisa when he says Lo Ishtani Malisa. And it's after where it's Lo Ishtani Malisa. But at the end of the day, at least we have a coherent shot. At least what Ravelli's presenting is a coherent approach. But you're right. You would have liked that Rashi would have mentioned that the Shinui Ma'alyasa should be critical. The other way to go is to suggest that the Shinui Ma'alyasa really refers to Soyed and Misameach. But it doesn't sound that way in Rashi and Nunam Beis. But I think it's the most current. Yes, Rav Daniel.
Maybe this is just like there are two separate issues that like there's the changing from grapes to wine, and then there's like what's the height of the wine, and then like Shinui Ma'alyasa says the Shinui is what changes you from grapes to wine.
Right, but he's okay.
Rashi is explaining why this is considered not wine, but is really just grapes. That's another kind of Shinui, but that's something to do with what's the theory with the what's the high of the bracha
right.
on wine. But the high of the bracha has something to do with the process that got you there. But what's important about the wine? I mean, every fruit that you can change, and every fruit you can maybe improve, but every year, you know that I guess like that Rashi from like the North applies that there are other things that.
Right, Rav Daniel is saying, correct me if I'm wrong, this is what you're saying is that Shinui Ma'al Yisa is some type of Hagdara and what's considered Yayin. But that itself is not the Mechayiv of Bari Priyagofen. Mechayiv of Bari Priyagofen is Chashivas. So the first thing you need to do is attain the identity of Yayin. That's one thing. And then once it has the identity of Yayin, so then Chashivas is the Mechayiv. I think that's essentially what I think that's what Ravelli was saying. That's good. You helped us with the terminology, and you claim that answers Yaakov's question, Yaakov and Yifrach's question as well. Dahainu that Rashi is telling us Lo Ishtani L'Mal Yisa just explain doesn't have the identity of Yayin, but that halacha has nothing to do with the Mechayev of Bari Priyagofen. On Daf Lamed Hey, Rashi is explaining in all those cases, he's explaining the Mechayev of Bar Priyagofen. And the Hava Amina was that even Shinui Ma'al Yisa would be the Mechayev of Bar Priyagofen. And that the Gemara entirely rejects. It's the Chashivus. And that has nothing to do with the Shinui Ma'al Yisa. Yeah, I think Rav Daniel's Hagdara helps out Yaakov, your question. That's a good way to be magic. Yes, Michael.
That's even though the Dibur Ma'achil is a Melachon, which seems to be that, as to with the Bluff or not.
We're dealing with four Rashis. The one in Amud Beis. Oh, no, Amud Beis, yeah, go ahead.
The Rashi in Melachon, Melachon,
yeah, no, but...
You don't make the bracha.
No, that's fine, because there are two things that you need to get through. First, you need to have the identity of wine, and then there's a separate thing called the Mechayiv of the bracha, that once you have Yayin, so what's Mechayev the Yayin for Bari Priyagafen? No, Rav Daniel's Hagdara is very good. It's a very good Hagdara. One thing is the identity of wine, and the other thing is the Mechayev of the Bracha. Now, but don't be confused, according to Rav Daniel's Mahalach. He's saying that the Shinui Ma'alya and the Hav Amina of the Gemara, which we're using to be Mazda, which Rav Hirschler says that the Ritva holds on, exists in the Maskana, that Shinui Ma'alya with Hav Amina was also the Mechayev of the Bracha. So that he's not saying. He's saying that he's saying that Rashi's not saying that. Rashi's not talking about that Hav Amina of the Gemara. The Hav Amina of the Gemara is entirely rejected. Chashivus is the Mechayev. However, the Shinui Ma'alya is just a technicality to be called Yayin.
Or maybe Rashi could still accept what the person said, but still in terms of regards to the question.
But bottom line, according to your mahalach, if you make a bore pri ha'etz on yayin, would you be yotze according to Rashi or not? According to the way you're presenting it now.
If we go with Rav Hirschler's...
The way you said it.
No.
That's what I thought.
I'm not sure.
It sounded like it sounded like the way you were saying it is that number one, you have identity of yayin. That's number one. Then Yayin has its own chashivus. That's mechayev, a totally new bracha. That's how I understood what you were saying.
Meaning you need both.
I'm not convinced that chashivus has to be tied to like what we were saying before, that chashivus has anything to do with something new.
That maybe chashivus doesn't mean that's a new bracha altogether.
Yeah.
Okay. That so then you're disagreeing with Rav Hirschler's ha'ara as well.
That chashivus has a
Right. Rav Hirsher says if you're emphasized, if the mechayev is the shinui ma'al yosa, then in such a case, then it gets a new, then it doesn't get a new bracha. If it's something else, if it's a new identity of chashivas, then it would. For sure, Rabbi Nissen Kaplan said, I thought Rav Hirsher also. What? Either way, that's fine. Okay, Rabbi, I didn't want to. I think we discussed enough on this topic. I think. So basically, what we've added today is Rav Eli's Yishuv and Rashi, and what Rav Daniel is just pointing out is that when Rashi says the lowest Shtani Lamal Yisa, there he's talking about a coming to the identity of Yayin. I think that's the smoothest pshat in Rashi. Okay. One more point also that I missed yesterday. All the Talmidim were bothered. What is Tosis and Ketzah Mevarchin? The first Tosis, what does Tosis mean when he says, oh, now you could ask, Tana Hecha Kai, but at the end of the day, don't you have a problem of Asa La Adam Lehenos Palo Mazeh Below Bracha? Now I understand Tana Hecha Kai. So many Talmidim asked, but what's Tana Hecha Kai? What's that going on the Svara? Where does that exist? When we ask Tana Hecha Kai, we say, oh, we're referring back to that Mishnah. So Tosis' second Pshat takes care of it. The Ritvas Pshat takes care of it. But how did Tosis' first Pshat? So I missed, there's a bad miss. The Marsha asks that question that the Talmidim had asked. That the Marsha points out that in a Chanami, it's a strong question. He says, Tosis brings a second pshat. He says, Hainu nami mitayma shekasv teretz kam, deshayach levarech al kol davar, mishum das lehenos, kidmasa gemara, el detiknu tfei b'hai terutz abaso, the teretz kam adochuku. The first teretz is dochuk. Dekoy keitzer asvarim b'vuchu, it's mashenke mitaretz basra, dekoy amasnisen. The Marsha says that at the end of the day, the Tana Hecha Kai is going to be difficult according to the first pshat. Simcha showed me that the Tosafot HaRosh says what we had said, what we Kamat had said, and that is, Ezra pointed out that the Ha'ara in the Tosafot HaRosh is that you could say Tana Hecha Kai on a Svara, because if the Svara is so obvious, then you could ask that question. You could ask, oh, this obvious svara, minu ani mili. But the Marsha says that that's a little difficult. To say an obvious svara, minu ani mili, he says that's shver. Okay, let's begin the Gemara. Minu ani mili. Asks the Gemara, how do we know? Now, this question, minu ani mili, what's behind this question? We're going to begin Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow. In other words, are we assuming it's the Araisa, the Rabbanan, Talmidim? We're bothered by that. We'll get back to that. Be'ezer Hashem. The Tana Rabbanan, Kodesh Yulim Hashem, Lamed Shetunim Brach Lefneihem Ulaachareihem. From Kodesh Yulim Hashem, we learn out that there is a chiyuv for a bracha both before and after. Mikan, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Asal Adam Shiyitam Klum, Kodem Shiyivarech. It's prohibited to taste anything before a bracha. So just two quick points. It's interesting, even though Kodesh Yulim, the Gemara says that it's Lefneihem Ulaachareihem, Rabbi Akiva immediately talks about Kodem Shiyivarech. Why does Rabbi Akiva say specifically Asal Adam Shiyitam Kum Kodem Shiyivarech if the klal is Lefneihem Ulaachareihem? So if you take a look, the Rashash points out something very straightforward. Take a look at the Rashash. The Rashash says, D'tana Rabbanim Kodesh Yilulim Nirali de Rabbi Akiva l'shitase l'kamon b'mishnah Dafilu achol shlok mivarek l'acharav gimel brachos D'svira leva achalta v'savata koya kol mine achila V'imkein bracha de l'achareyem nilmad misham. Rabbi Akiva has a fascinating shita. Again, this will get back to the Doraisa, the Rabbanan thing. Rabbi Akiva says all bracha achrona we learn out from v'achalta v'savata v'erachta. All of that, even a bracha achrona that's not birchas hamazon, by definition, is learned out from v'achalta v'savata. We don't pask in that way, but this is the shita of Rabbi Akiva. So the first step is the Rashash points out that that Rabbi Akiva's agenda is not to use kodesh ilulim to tell us the bracha achareha. So even though the Gemara starts off and says l'feim ulachareim, Rabbi Akiva's own shita is that the bracha achareha is not learned out from kodesh ilulim, but rather is learned out on daf memdal. The Mishnah later on says that you learn out from v'achalta v'savata. That's point number one.
What is kodesh ilulim?
Kodesh ilulim is the makar, is some type of makar. that tells us the bracha lefneim acharem, but Rabbi Akiva uses only one part of Kodesh, of the Kodesh Ilulim. He's not going to use Kodesh Ilulim the way the Tanur Rabbanan is using it, because Rabbi Akiva himself learns out from Vachalta Vesavata. So the Mikan is not a full Mikan. That's what the Rashash is bringing out. The Tzlach points out, that just fits into the words he quotes as Mechutin. So the Tzlach is the Noda B'Yehuda. So he quotes his Mechutin as saying that it fits well. He doesn't quote the Rashash, but these two points work hand in hand. That the words of Rabbi Akiva are Asladam Sheyitom. It's the Isra of the Bracha Lefanel. So if you put the Tzlach with the Rashash together, everything is Meduyak. Rabbi Akiva's Lashon is Asar Litom. It's prohibited to taste. Even though Kodesh Hilulim is a bracha lefneim l'achareim, Rabbi Akiva only uses Kodesh Hilulim for a half a direction, because the bracha achrona, according to Rabbi Akiva, is always learned from v'chalta v'savata. So you put the two points together, the diuk of the Rashash and the Tzlach, so everything is meduyik in Lashon Gemara. Mikan doesn't mean to take Kodesh Hilulim entirely to tell you that there's a bracha lefaneu l'achareim. Rabbi Akiva holds that bracha achrona comes from v'chalta v'savata. However, the Isser Kodem might be from Kodesh Hilulim. Now the Gemara begins to do this process in which it begins to understand whether we could use Kodesh Hilulim for this at all. But every word now in the Ha'ara of the Rashash and the Tzlach, every word of the Gemara is meduyak, that you have to be meir, that the Mikan is not going on the Bracha Acharel. Yes, Ezra.
Can I also just say that the Rabbi Akiva, he says, he's saying just eating anything. You can't even say there's a shear for it.
Oh, very good. Okay. So that's tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to discuss that. V'hai Kodesh Hilulim l'hachu da'asai mi'boilei. We need the pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim, which is a pasuk that's written by Neta Ravai. So that pasuk speaks about a Kodesh that's of praise. Neta Ravai is similar to the process of Maaser Sheni. Number one, you need it to tell you that you need to do pidyon, and only then you could eat it. V'idach, and so the plural of hilulim, davar atar and shira ton chilu, v'shein atar and shira ain ton chilu. Look at Rishmul bar Nachmeni Amar Biyanisim. Davar Rishmul bar Nachmeni Amar Biyanisim, nayin shein amar shira el al yayin, shenemar, that the pasuk in Navi describes a tree of a gefen that misamech anashim and Elohim. Im anashim misamech Elohim b'may misamech mikan she'ein orm shira el alayayin. So we see that the halacha of shira alayayin applies only on yayin. So this has halachic implication, and that is that the halacha seems to apply in regards to yayin, but doesn't apply to other things. Let's take a look at Rashi. Kodesh Hilulim b'net revaitziv umash meshnei hilulim tom b'achilaso kishetoch l'bishan raviv shumuter b'achila hami boile hilulim loshin hilulim chad minay asa ruli achaya v'hadar achle hotziu lichulin al yidei pidyon. In basal achla chutzim Yerushalayim, v'chad l'amdecha, in order to be able to eat the netar revai outside of Yerushalayim, just like Maaser Sheni, you have to be poded, and then you take up the money and eat in Yerushalayim. V'chad l'amdecha shelo nemra toras revai el bekeren shenemar kodesh ilum davar shemahalim boton chiu v'zeu yayin. That the halacha of netar revai, according to this man Amar, it only applies to a keren. She'ein omrim halavim shir. Why? Because the expression halal is only in regards to wine. So if it's kodesh ilulim, it's only talking about anavim. She'ein omrim halavim shir shel karbim migdash el halayayin, or yayin, the product of anavim. The levim said shir on the karbim migdash on wine. Kishemenaschin nischay mizbeach, when they poured the nisuch onto the mizbeach. Now, of course, you're aware that this introduces many problems. Are you saying there's only shira al yayin? There are many instances where there's a requirement of shira and halal. So of course, that's what Tosos is going to be bothered by. Let's just point out that Rashi, in many ways, smooths over this question that Tosos is bothered by. Could anybody? Well, let's take a look. let's take a look at Tosas's exceptions. Tosas over here gives an exception. Sheino Mashira El Yain. Tosas says, Matsinu Shira below Yain, Kigon Halal Shabashitas Psachim. We're going to look, of course, at the first part shortly in Tosas, but Tosas already points out that there are many, many exceptions to Eino Mashira El Yain. And Tosas points out that when you say Halal by the Shechita of the Karban Pesach, so in such a case, there, Tosas says, there we find the Karban Pesach doesn't have wine that comes along with it. So Tosas points out that this rule needs to be qualified. Now, according to Rashi, I would like to point out that Rashi is very, very meduyak when Rashi writes it, because at least on some level, Rashi is solving many of Tosas's problems. Can anybody point out how Rashi is meduyak in dealing with many of Tosas's questions? In other words, many of the questions that the Bali Tosas are going to have from Einom Shira El Yayin, Rashi in Kedarko B'Kodesh, in writing beautifully, in a succinct fashion, Rashi really solves many of Tosas's problems. I don't claim all, but many, many of Tosas's problems. Yes, Josh?
He said, by this is
okay, good, good. Only by Niske Mizbeach. You know, actually, you said in a way that even stronger. Well, what do you mean like by that, Josh? Maybe we have to be a little bit more precise. Rashi's saying the. I would say it slightly differently than what you had said. I hear the way you presented. I would have said it slightly differently. You're not wrong. You're not wrong, but I would say it in a slightly different way. Yes, Josh?
He says that they sing the shir of the korban in the mikdash, and basically when they're doing
the
korban,
the first word, levim.
The levim.
It's the levim. That's you guys. You know, rushed through the Rashi. You looked for Rashi's punchline very, very fast. So. But nowadays we're always looking for the punchline. That's how we're all guilty of that. You know, the Hamasifta Gemaras are fantastic, absolutely fantastic. But I found quite a few errors in the Hamasifta Gemara. Some of them were bad, and I have friends. That are not friends. I have a cousin who's a very, very big Talmud Chacham who writes for them, and I know they have tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham that are writing for them. But there are mistakes, and the reason that there are mistakes is because once upon a time to churn out a sefer took years and years and years and years. Just practically, you couldn't get it done. Nowadays, you could hire 50 Talmud Chachamim in all four corners of the world. And say to them, you do this, you do that, and email it to all of us. And then we put it all together. Everybody's doing it. It's amazing. It's mind-boggling. Such a work like that 70 years ago would have taken, for one Gemara, would have taken 7-8 years. And nowadays, they're going at the pace of the Daf Yomi. It's, you know which Gemara I'm talking about, right? The Hamasifta Gemaras? It's mind-boggling. But at the same time, because they're churning everything out so fast, because of the information age, because people are inundated with so much information so fast, so we're always looking for the punchline. So you could have started. So we have a tendency. Someone should do a study on this. I think Talmidim tend to focus on the end. They're looking for the punchline. But the words towards the beginning sometimes we miss. It's a big problem in learning today. And we're all guilty of it. It's not just the Talmidim. Rabbeim are also guilty of it as well. So here, it's the first part of Rashi. Rashi says she'ein omra levim shir shel karban b'migdash. So let's contrast the way Rashi said it. To take for example the Tosas Arush's exceptions. Tosas Arush, who gives us a list of the exceptions of when we say she'ein omra shir el alayan. Let's take a look at the Tosas Arush. We're going to have to look at it either way. So let's contrast the Tosas Arush to Rashi. Matsinu shiros harbe below yayin. Kigon halal shebeshkitas psachim, ubilal psachim, ubilal chama kedashkan be Yoshafat, bedivrei yamim. That in Yoshafat they sang Rina and Tefillah. There it's interesting. There they sang even before the Melchama. They were so sure that they were going to be successful, so they sang Hal over there. Look it up in Divrei Yomim Beis Perchah. So over there, by Yoshafat, also they sang Shira. So the Tosa Rush points out there are exceptions to these rules. So except for the first one of Halo Shebeshritas Psachim, both of those don't have the Levium. Both of those examples. These cases weren't only, if I'm not mistaken, were not only the Levim. So if that's so, Rashi in his first word is, as we say in Yiddish, bavarning, for warning Tosis' problems. That he says this whole halacha she'eino mshira el alayayin is a din in Levim in the shir of the carbon migdash. The only thing that's a tzarech iyun on Rashi that one needs to ask is, but we're using this not only for the Levim of shir shel carbon migdash, we're also using this for the halacha of Netar Revai, right? We're applying this definition of Kodesh Hilulim for those things that aside from Levim and Shir. Put that question in parentheses. You could be down whether that's a strong question or not. But either way, Rashi already tells us that this halacha only applies to Levim. Now, I want to strengthen it. Rashi Shita, at the end of the day, this is going to be only a half an answer, but I think it's a very, very important point to make. If you look at Rashi in Psachim on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, Rashi in Psachim does not learn like the Tosfos HaRosh, nor like the Tosfos on Samach Dalet over there in Psachim. Rashi learns, this is a famous Shita of Rashi, Rashi learns that the people who sang Hallel during the Karim Pesach were the Kitos, were not the Levim. So all three examples that the Tosfos HaRosh gives fall away according to Rashi. At least Rashi in Psachim. That Rashi says over there that the Hallel was sung by Klal Yisrael. So then it doesn't follow the rule Einom Shir El Yayin. And the other two cases, Lel Pesach is also not by the Levim. So She'einom Shir El Yayin, that, according to Rashi, is a special halacha in the Levim. And then all of these exceptions that Tosa says, you need to point out that they're exceptions, well, they're really, really not exceptions to the rule. Because the whole rule, She'enom Shira al-Yayin, only applies according to Rashi Levim. That would be beautiful, be kafta referach. The only thing is that Rashi, the Brisker Rav points out, that Rashi and Erich and the other Brisker Rav, that Rashi and Erich and Andaf Yud says the exact opposite than what he writes in Psachim. There Rashi says that the Kohanim also sang Shira. The Levim also sang, Levim sang Shira also B'shas Shchitas HaPesach. So then you have the problem of, wait a second, that there, as Tosis is going to bring out, there we see that that there was no Yayin, and yet the Levim sang Shira. But at first glance, Rashi by us is getting around Tosis' problem, and Rashi is going to be L'shitaso M'psachim. The only thing is that in Erech and Rashi says the Kohanim sang. So what I tried with Rav Yifrach is that there is a Brisker Rav that tries to be Mechalik between the two types of Halal. The Brisker Rav claims there's Tzvei Dinim and Halal. There's the Halal of Klal Yisrael, and then there's the Halal of the Levim, and they're two different types. But at the end of the day, I'm still stuck. How that the Chilukin that he makes, how it's going to be able to be Miyashev Tosis' question. But at the end of the day, what I want to emphasize is I don't have a full answer to Tosis' question in Rashi, but what we do know is Rashi's going out of his way to say Ein Om Shir El Yayin to be talking specifically about Levim, and Rashi and Psachim holds that the Kitos were the one who sang, Klal Yisrael sang Hal, and therefore the rule Ein Om Shir El Yayin doesn't apply to Halal by the Shchitas HaPesach, at least for the Halal that the Levim sang. And we know that the example that the Tosfos HaRosh says, that you're going to have to say are an exception to the rule, Lel Pesach, everybody has a Chiyuv, as well as Yehoshaphat, presumably there, Klal Yisrael also sang, even though there in the Pasuk, I think it mentions Levim also, but I think Klal Yisrael in general sang Shira, so then you don't have all these rules, as well as maybe over there, it also wasn't B'shas HaKarbon, so Rashi is circumventing all of Tosis' problems. The only thing is, I'm stuck with Rashi in Erech and Adaf Yud, where Rashi says that the Levim did sing. So it's a partial mahalach within Rashi. Maybe Veli will help us again tomorrow as well with that Rashi also. Okay. Yes, Josh.
You're not able to say an Erechin that.
Did you look it up in Erechin?
I did. I don't remember.
On Daf Yud, you didn't even see that Rashi.
Absolutely.
So you have no rishus to talk about it. You have to look it up first. Okay. And when you look it up, then we'll discuss. Let's take a look. Tosti Ramas v'She'en. Perush. Ein Omrim Shira al Shum Achilas Mizbeach. Tosis doesn't talk about specifically Vavim. He says, no, what it means is Achilas Mizbeach, Kigon Zrikas Domim, Venisa Chamayim, Kim Ala Yain, Aval Vade Matsinu Shira Belo Yain, Kigon Halo Shabshitas Psachim. Tosis says like this, even though we say Shein Omrim Shira Al Yain, it's only talking about if there's a full Zrikas Domim, a full Achilas Mizbeach. However, when it comes to Shchitas HaPesach, there, of course, there is no Yayin. Now, the halacha is that the dam is poured down the Yisod by Karm Pesach. It doesn't have a regular Zrika. So Tosa says that that's not called Achilas Mizbeach. Once it's poured only on the Yisod, so then it's only called Achilas Mizbeach. What emerges from this Tosa also is that we discuss this in Seder. We're not learning Kachim now. The Emurin of the Karm Pesach are also brought, the Haktaras Emurim is also done. So what emerges here from Tosas is that for it to be called Achilas Mizbeach, part of the limbs that could be eaten are brought on the Mizbeach, that would be called Achilas Mizbeach, or there's Rikas Dam, but Haktaras Emurim doesn't qualify as Achilas Mizbeach. So store that in your brain, Mirtzeh Hashem, when you go to Kolol Kachim, so then you keep that in mind. But that's what you have to say according to Tosas. So that Tosas says cuts down the whole thing. Shein Omrim Shira El Al Yayin. Tosas says only applies to Achilas Mizbeach. Let's now see again. Now in the context of Tosas, let's see the whole Tosas Harash. So Tosas Harash and Dibra Maskel Minayin is a little bit different than the Tosas. Tosas Harash says Matzinu Shiros Harbe Below Yayin Kigon Halo Shebeshchitas Psachim Ubelele Psachim Uvelchama Kedashna Biyoshafet. Elohachi ka'amar, ein omrim shira al shum achilas mizbeach kigon ba'akdara ubizrika ubenisach hamayim el al nisach hayayin. We don't find the shira on achilas mizbeach as long only if it's accompanied with nisach hayayin. Now, Rabosai, what's different about this Tosas Harash? What's striking about this Tosas Harash? The Tosas Harash gives us a list of exceptions that Tosos does not give. He gives us a list of three cases. The three cases are the halal of Shchitas Psachim, Lel Psachim, and Bimelchama. So the Brisker Rav makes a beautiful point in his famous piece in Hilchos Chanukah. This famous piece in Hilchos Chanukah is a Brisker Rav you should all know. I'm going to summarize it quickly. We won't go through it inside. It's very easy to say over. The Brisker Rav tells us that there are two types of halal that are sung. One is what he calls a halal of kriya, and the other is a halal of shira. The best nafgamina in the way of describing a halal of shira and a halal of kriya is the following. The Ran in Psachim says that on Lel Pesach you don't make a bracha. He quotes, if I'm not mistaken, from the Bahag, that on Lel Pesach you don't make a bracha. Why? Because he says it's a halal of a song. So the Bahag doesn't explain what that means, and the Brisker Rav doesn't elaborate, because I'm about to tell you a little bit of Hasidus, and the Brisker Rav doesn't give any, he's not interested in the why at all, he's only interested in describing the what. But it's obvious that the Pshat in the Bahag is the following, that on Lel Pesach, we say right before we introduce the first halal, the short halal, the halal hakotzer, right before, at the end of Magid, right before we eat the matzah. So there, right before that, we say v'nomar lefanav shira chadasha haluka. We're about to sing a shira. So that shira, and I'll bring a raya in a second. That shira is a spontaneous song. So if a person has a feeling of spontaneity, so then he doesn't say baruch, he doesn't make a bracha of likra, he doesn't make a bracha of that now he's doing a reading of halal. It's the spontaneous emotion. So if it's spontaneous feeling, so then in such a case he doesn't make a bracha. It's a wellspring of emotion that comes out at that moment. A raya to this idea is this works beautifully. What the Briska Rav had said fits into what he said in another instance. He said that there's a taz that asks a very basic question: that why is it that the nekudos in the Haggadah are v'nomar lefanav shira chadasha haluka? The nekudos should be v'nemar lefanav shira chadasha, that we said to you in the past. In fact, he quotes a levush. The taz quotes a levush that says that the nekudos should be v'nemar lefanav shira chadasha, and all the Haggadahs had a mistake. Why? Because it happened. V'nemar means in the past. We sang to you in the past. V'nemar lefanav shira chadasha. Why v'nomar in the future? So Briska Rav's answered the question. He said, no, in this case, the people who put the nekudos in got it right. It's beautiful. Because right before, we said in Leficha, chayiv adam liros asatzmo kilu yatzim Mitzrayim. A person's supposed to visualize himself as if he's gone out of Mitzrayim. As if he's gone out of Mitzrayim right now. So when he's going right now out of Mitzrayim, so then it's v'nomar lefanav. We're about to say shira chadasha haluka. So that's why the nekudos are correct. It's not v'nemar lefanav shira chadasha, but it's v'nomar lefanav shira chadasha. That's this whole idea that it's a spontaneous shira. It's not a halal of kriya, but rather it's a halal of shira. So that's why that might be behind what's behind the bahag of why there's no bracha. Another nafkamina is, and that's what the Briska Rav is starting out with, the halachic material, is whether we consider it midrabanan or midivrei kabbalah. Divrei kabbalah often has the status of a doraisa. The Rambam writes that halal is midivrei sofrim. So the Ravid asks, but wait a second, there are makoros in Kabbalah, Hillel Hischad Eshchad, that there are makoros in Kabbalah that you're supposed to, from Nevi'im and Ksuvim, that you're supposed to say halal. So the answer is, no, there are two types of halal. The halal that we say in Rosh Chodesh, and the halal we say Yom Tov, the Yudches, Krios. So then in such a case, there's a tzivui. What's the pshat in that tzivui? The tzivui is that to mark that this day is unique, so then there's a kriya of halal. The kriya is korei the yom. But when it comes to other times, when a person says halal, when he's come out of a nes, so that's a halal of shira. So the night of Pesach, we mamish go out of Mitzrayim. So then the halal is going to be a spontaneous song. So if it's a spontaneous song, so then in such a case, it doesn't get a bracha. So Briska Rav points out, then it fits beautifully over here as well. These three cases that we have in the Tosas Rush are all those spontaneous examples of a halal of shira. That's why Tosas Rush gave us these three examples, because he wants to say she'ein omrim shira ala yayin, that matzinu shiras harbe below yayin. What are those the three examples that the Tosas Rush gives? Those are all examples of a halal of shira. These three cases of shchitas Pesach, lela Pesach, which we developed before, and milchama, when we come out from milchama, so then in such a case, then it's spontaneous shira. In those three cases, we would not have a bracha, and also the whole rule of she'eino mishira l'alayayin doesn't apply to those instances. Yes, Eli. It seems that he's assuming that shchitas psachim also is that sense of hakara of this yachas with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, I don't remember. I have the Tosa Rush sitting in front of me. The Briska Rav quotes shchitas psachim there as well in the list.
Yeah.
I don't. He mentions that. So you have to say that the shchitas psachim needs to be developed a little bit more. That shchitas psachim is a spontaneous moment of shira. It could be the whole idea of slaying the avodah zarah. And that there's something even in the present of that halal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so this is step number one, that everything works beautifully within the Tosfos Harash. The problem is that once one begins to take a look in the sugya of Erechin, things begin to fall apart a little bit. What seemed to be a very, very neat list of Achilas Mizbeach pretty soon becomes no longer a neat list. And that is, if you look in the Gemara in Erechin towards the end of Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, By the way, this Gemara has a very, very important yisod that I'm going to get in trouble for saying what I'm about to say, but I feel very, very passionately about it, so I will say it. And that is, the Gemara says that there's two madregos. There's Torah. Take a look at the first line of the Gemara. It's an important machshava idea. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, minayin le'ikr shira min haTorah. How do we know that there's shira min haTorah? So the Gemara then quotes Rav Masna. Rav Masna Amar Mehacha. Tachas asher lo avata es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tuv leivav. Eizu hi avodah shebesimcha v'tuv leivav. Right? The Tochacha says that chas v'chalila will suffer terribly if we don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with joy. Yechiel, you're going to be upset at me what I'm about to say. But it's a Gemara. It's a Beferish Gemara. That if you don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha v'tuv leivav, then chas v'chalila there will be a terrible churban. Haviyomer zeh shira. So it means song. The Gemara says that Ashalovato Hashem Lachach B'Simcha Tov Leva means to sing. Ask Hallel. Ask the Gemara Ve'ema Divrei Torah. But maybe it means to sit and learn all day. Gemara says no. I'm not. This is not a Sifrei Chassidus. I'm reading Gemara now. Ve'ema Divrei Torah. Dichsiv Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. Misam Chelev Ikri Tov Lo Ikri. Torah is Misameh Chelev. But it's not considered tov, and therefore tachas asher lo avata Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tuv leivav does not mean that people were not sitting and learning all day, but it means there was something lacking in their shira. So that means that if a person doesn't have this b'china of shira, however you're going to be magdir it, which is not Torah, because Torah is called misameach alev, it's not called tov, then there's something faulty in the person's avodas Hashem, to the point that chas v'chalila the klolos of tochacha could be incurred. I hope to sing this Friday night with you, Be'ezer Hashem. It's a very, very, very. There's a preet tzaddik. Is that what you wanted to call? Ravelli is a big expert in Rav Tzaddik. So in this room, in the Grus Kolel, I was masbir a lot what I think this shira means. And then Rav Ben Miller, Rav Eric's Chavrusa, pointed out to me that what I said, Rav Tzaddik HaKohen, right? So that's already Sifrei Chassidus. That already I'm guilty. But now, up until I didn't say anything except for a Feirish Gemara. And that is, the Gemara says, Beferish, that there's something lacking in someone who, the Gemara says, it's not called Shira, and the Tochacha, Tachas HaShalavata, Hashem Lokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav, refers to someone who's lacking in this Bechina of Shira. So whoever you magdir shira, now obviously, Rav Lichtenstein might be magdir shira one way, and Nesiv Shalom might be magdir shira a different way. That I'm willing to concede. But at the end of the day, there is a person needs to make a cheshbon what exactly the hagdar of shira is. So we could discuss how my read of what shira is. But up until now, I've been very careful not to quote any Sifrei Chassidus or anything like that. This is a Gemara itself, and a person needs to make a cheshbon on that. Yes, he did.
The pasuk says that takis v'lochem, the Gemara dashin that the Torah is shira.
Right, but here the Gemara says they asked, the Mefarshim asked that question. But here we see that that shira is not the full madrega of shira. That's what emerges from this Gemara. They on the sugya, Taisus asks your question. They ask this question. I remember Taisus asks it somewhere. Taisus asks it, whether it's on this sugya or somewhere else, that requires discussion. There's a Taisus in Misameach Leivikri, Toiv Leivikri. There's a Taisus that deals with some of these questions. It's really not my sugya today. Ravelli, as long as you promise the Chevra you're not going to quote Rav Tzaddik, so then you could talk. Yeah, go ahead. That's Taisus. That's also Taisus. Yeah, Taisus discusses it. Okay. All these questions that you just asked, it's not my sugya. I just wanted to bring out an important yisod. So that's how the Gemara this shows us that the chiyuv of shira is min haTorah. That there are times to sing a halal is min haTorah. So now, the Gemara then goes on, and the Gemara says maybe when we say shira, ve'ema bikurim, Maybe it refers to Bikurim. Not the Shira that said with the carbon, the Halal that said with the carbon. Ve'ema Bikurim. Dichsiv v'samachta v'chala tov. So Gemara says, Tov ikri, tov leil lo ikri. This is an absolutely fascinating Gemara. It requires a lot of iyun. But for our halachic material, back to the sugya, the question that emerges from this Gemara is very, very powerful. And that is the question that the Minchas Chinuch asks on Tosas and Pesachim on Samach Dalad, which essentially says the same thing that our Tosas says. And the Minchas Chinuch, we'll do this Minchas Chinuch inside. Can somebody pass me a photocopy? Tell me the photocopy, right? If you don't have a photocopy, you can just pass it around with it. Ah, here, there are a bunch of photocopies. So Minchas Chinuch asks a bomb question. Minchas Chinuch asks, at the end of the day, how do you reconcile this Gemara with the cloud that we had just seen in Tosas? That what did Tosas said? Tosas had said, the only time we say, Ein Omrim Shira El Alayayin, only applies to Hakravas HaKarban. Now what is Bikurim? Is Bikurim a Karban? So at first glance, no. You bring the Bikurim, then the Kohen takes those Bikurim. But it's not brought Al-Gabi Mizbech. Bikurim are not brought Al-Gabi Mizbech. So asks the Minchas Chinuch, say, how are you going to explain this rule of Bikurim? Now, the Minchas Chinuch asks this question in a slightly different way than I just asked it, but in terms of the way we approach the sugya, it's the simplest way of presenting a question. That is, ultimately, our rule flies in the face of Tosfos. In other words, if you pick up in the fourth line on page Kuf in the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Shin Tzadi Dalet, Sifkot and Yud Gimel, in our edition, it's seven lines from the bottom. V'tiritz HaTosfos Lo Shayich, De'ein Chiluk Bein Bikurim Bein Pesach, De'idi V'idi Havish Lo B'Shas HaKrava K'moshin Isbayar. So the Minchas Chinuch is stuck with this question. At the end of the day, that we said that Shira only applies to Yayin, the Gemara talks about Shira and says Torah is not Shira. So then the Gemara goes with Bikurim. Gemara has a havamina that Bikurim would qualify. The question becomes, but at the end of the day, Bikurim doesn't qualify as Akrav. So how could Tosa say that this rule of Shira only applies in that instance? So he gives an interesting answer. He says, "V'lulei hatosefta lo yekasha al shas amay lo makshim haPesach. De'evshel lefarish de'lo alavim belvad korin halal elo kol Yisrael. V'zelo mikri shira de'tzarech yayin." So first he suggests the following answer: if you say that Klal Yisrael were the one who sang the shira, so then in such a case, then this whole rule of ein omrim shira el al yayin. So that doesn't apply, this whole rule of Enom Shel Yayin doesn't apply except to the Avodas Halavim. So then one could say the following. From Pesach, it's not difficult, as we had suggested before. Enom Shel Yayin, Rashi's position is that it applies to those things that have the Levium. So there, when it comes to Pesach, it's an exception to the rule. However, we see that the Levium also, as we pointed out beforehand, the Levium also sang Hallel. So if the Levium also sang Hallel, so then we're going to be stuck. And he adds, V'chein kosav atzlach sham, Dal kenik dimu atosas lehevi atosef to the Levium omrim. Val zeh kosher dein omrim shira. As we had pointed out, the question becomes, of ein omrim shira is specifically because the Levium do it. If you say the Levium are the ones that sing Shira, so then you say Ein Omrim Shira El Yayin, because that's a halacha in regards to Levium. So too over here, the Kohanim are the ones, part of the Shevet Levi, so in such a case we should say Ein Omrim Shira El Yayin, but wait a second, by Bikurim, so there is no Yayin. So just like we're stuck in regards to Bikurim, so then we had asked in regards to Pesach. So again, what I'm bringing out is that if you take a look at Tosas and Pesachim on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, Tosas really presents the problem exactly the way I had pointed out to you. Then Tosas Dibra Maskel Karu Es Ahalel, Tosas says, Pirush Levium. And then Tosas asks, Ein Omrim Shira El Yayin, which applies to Levium. Tosos could ask the question only if you say that it's the Levium over here, like I had pointed out to you. But according to Rashi in Psachim, who says that the Yisraelim were the ones who were singing the Hallel, so then the question doesn't start. So that's why Tosos starts out right away, Pirish Levium. So now, if you say the rule applies to the Levium, so then when it comes to Bikurim as well, so then the question is asked, but wait a second, the Bikurim is not, it's not associated with Yayin. And we said that the Halacha In regards to Ein Omrim Shira Al Yayin, the Gemara even includes Bikurim. But Bikurim doesn't have Yayin, and yet the Gemara associates it with the Shira. So the punchline is, now Rabbos, like, outside of the Cheshbon of the Minchas Chinuch, the punchline of what we're bothered by, the question that we're focused on, I was just bringing out when I mentioned the Tosas and Psachim and the Lashon Levim, I was pointing out that Tosas' question only starts if you say Levim were singing Shira. Because if you say the Yisraelim were singing Shira, then the whole rule of Einom Shira El El Yayin doesn't start. So the Tzlach points out that Tosas starts out with Levim to emphasize that it's a halacha specifically in regards to the Kohanim. But then, at the end of the day, so then you have a Kohanim, and we have a rule of Einom Shira El El Yayin that applies to Levim and the Kohanim, and yet, the halacha is that the Gemara had suggested that Bikurim qualifies as Shira. But wait a second. If we say that when it comes to Bikurim, that there's a requirement, that there's a din of Shira, but didn't we say in our Gemara, Ein Omrim Shira El Al Yayin? That's the fundamental problem in our sugya. Again, it might have been confusing that I was trying to accomplish two things at once. We have two things that are happening. Number one is we're showing that the rule of Ein Omrim Shira El Al Yayin is a special halacha in regards to Levium. And that's why we ask from the Levium singing of the Shechitas HaPesach. If you say it's only Yisraelim, so if you say it's only Yisraelim, so then in such a case, then maybe you could argue Ein Omrim Shira El Yayin doesn't apply, as we were Medayik and Rashi. And as the Tzlach points out, the Tosas only asked the question in regards to Levium. But then, if you say that the rule applies when we're talking about Levium, and Ein Omrim Shira El Yayin is the rule when it comes to Levium, and the Gemara in Erechin, when it discusses Shira, in the classic sugya of Shira, mentions Bikurim. And Bikurim is a case of where there's no Yayin. Hence, we're still left with one difficulty, and that is, Bikurim doesn't qualify in regards to the rule of Ein Omrim Shira El Yayin. Yes, Simcha.
To me, that article is still the only reason it mentions Shechita Pesachim and not the other two cases. Because he also holds that Shkutzim is only by Levium, and he's saying, like Rashi, that the rule, only the exceptions would only be with Levium and not with Yisrael.
I need to think about that. I hear what you're saying. I need to think about it. I need to think more about it. So Rabosai, in regards to this problem, I wanted you to look at the Ritva. Could anybody read to me the language of, I want to be medayik that the Ritva is a little bit different than what we had seen in Tosas. You have a ritva. Go ahead, read it simply. Says the ritva, Mikan she'ein omrim shira el yayin, pirush she'ein halevim omrim shira b'shar avodo shel mizbeach. Ela b'shar she'menaschem nisuch hayayin. Was anybody medayek in the lashon of the ritva? Is there something unique in the lashon of the ritva over here? She'ein omrim. I'd like to be medayik that the Ritva's lashon is slightly different than Tosas. Tosas's lashon is Einom Shira al Shum Achilas Mizbeach. The Ritva refers to Avodos Shel Mizbeach. Doesn't refer to Achilas Mizbeach. What's Tosas in Psachim's Lashon? The Achila, right? Mm. What's Tosas' Lashon in Psachim? Tosas' Lashon in Psachim is Bishas Hakrovas Karbon. Speaks about Hakrova. And the Ritva's Lashon is Avodo Shamazbeach. Now you could say it's Lav Dafka. If I remember a couple of times I would go over to Rav Shechter with a duke like this and he would say, the Ritva is using this word and Tosas is using this word. It's not such a strong deal. But Rav Daniel, you'll correct me if I'm wrong. I think from what I remember, Rosenzweig would say that it is Meduyah. the lashonos that he said. That here the Ritva used the lashon avoda shel mizbeach, and that's a different type of thing. Avoda shel mizbeach might be something that's different. Why am I making such a big deal out? It's very, very subtle distinction. But I saw that the Rashash in Erechin gives the following answer to the Minchas Chinuch question. Again, the question being, but at the end of the day, the Gemara speaks about Bikurim, where there's no Shira Shel Yayin. By the way, some want to go so far as to say that maybe Bikurim is only Daraisa if there's Yayin. It's a massive Chiddush, but maybe you have to say that based on tells us. But the Rashash gives a different answer. The Rashash says, no. Here, it's considered Hakrava B'Mizbeach. Why? He says because there's a requirement of tnufa. And then he says, and also the halacha says that you're supposed to bring a carbon along with the bikurim. So maybe, what according to the Ritva, it actually works out nicely. That even though there is no hakrava that's taking place on this mizbeach, but it could very well be, it says beferish in the pasuk, that he's brought to the mizbeach. The avoda of the bikurim is done directly by the mizbeach. So therefore, according to the Ritva, you could say what the Rosh Hashanah had said, that this yisod of Einor Mishir El Alayayin, which we said that is a halach in regards to hakrava, so then here it's brought directly to the mizbeach. Here, the Lashon HaPosuk over here is, V'gisho al mizbeach, right? That's, I didn't find inside. V'gisho al mizbeach, that's the Lashon. No, not V'gisho, V'nicho. V'lo kach ha-koin atenim yedecha, V'nicho lefnei mizbeach Hashem elokecha. So there the Torah tells us, V'nicho, that it's actually, and the tnufa is done, li'yad ha-mizbeach. So there, what seems to emerge then in such a case is, you could say, like what the Rosh Hashanah had said. By the way, they quote the Rosh Hashanah over here on the bottom. If you take a look, Osiyot. HaRosh Hashanah be'erechim kan kosav, on the bottom of Kuf Aleph. D'tzarech lomar, d'pikurim havikain karbim, mishum d'tun in tnufa, v'gam karbim bo'im o'em. So that yisod of the Rosh Hashanah might fit into the lashon of the Ritva, that it's called avoda b'mizbeach. The Minchas Chinuch gives another answer to this question. The Minchas Chinuch's answer is, if you take a look on page Kuf Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch gives a different parrot. Va'ikr nirlani is daiti, kivam the mevur be'erich in yud alfa mebeis, dema ole kotche kotchim af shlame kotche kotchim, imkein mitzvas hatora da shira tiyarak ba'olos v'shalme atzeres. Ubebikurim yalfinan sham gzer shalatun in shira. Ubepesach du kotshev kalim ve'en lanu mikraze imkein vaday halze lavda raisa. He says the following. He says that the whole mitzvah of halal by shchitas korban pesach is only derabbanan. It's not daraisa. So then Tosus uses his rule that imkein, skipping down a few lines, imkein ze'en o bechlal mitzvah daraisa klal v'tiknu shelo ala yayin b'shchitas psachim. So then they were misaken the amiras ahalal. Avo mina Torah ain shira rak bekotche kotchim vala yain. But mina Torah, then there's a shira of kotche kotchim as well as yain. V'gam bebikurim dieshlanu gzera shava. And also bikurim where you have gzera shava. Al gabe pesach. Hurak takonis neviim, but Pesach only qualifies as a takonis neviim. So then the whole rule that we were discussing, aim tiknu shelo al yain gamkein. They're misaking that shelo al yain. So when you have the din d'oraisa, so then you have the rule of shira of the nesachim, and then you have the rule of bikurim, and there the rule of enom shira al yain doesn't apply. But then when you have a new takana midrabanan, so for a new takana midrabanan, so then they instituted even shelo alayayin. But he points out that Tosis doesn't hold that way, because Tosis puts together shchitas psachim, and compares it to all the other halachas. So I think the best answer, working within the construct of what we have, the Tosas and the Ritva, is to say what the Rosh Hashanah had said. And that is to say that even though we say Ein Omrim Shira Al Yayin, so we said that but Hakravas HaKarbon is a special halacha. So if the Hakravas HaKarbon is a special halacha, as the Rosh Hashanah brings out, Bikurim already qualifies in that to that category as well. Okay, Mirtzeh Hashem, for tomorrow, what I'd like to begin with is really begin to get into the bowels of the Isser of Ti'ima Kodem Lebracha. We'll re-examine the Minah HaNimili. Re-examine that Minah HaNimili as well as the Hemshech HaGemara, and ultimately the Svara of Asal Avim Lehenos Lebracha.